following presentation of the Midland City Council will begin in a moment. The Midland City Council is the city's legislative body that sets policies, approves budgets, determines tax rates, and adopts ordinances and resolutions to govern the city. It is made up of 5 elected officials that represent the wards in which they reside, and councilmen are elected to 2-year terms. The mayor is elected from among the council members by vote of the city council. City council meetings are held at 7 p.m. 2 Mondays per month in council chambers at City Hall. This presentation is provided by the MCTV Network, a service of the City of Midland. Replays of this meeting can be found on MGTV Channel 188 on Charter Spectrum, through Channel 99 on AT&T UVerse, or on demand at www.cityofmidlandmi.gov. Select meetings are available on MCTV Network's Government Affairs podcast channel.
Good evening and welcome to our December 4th, 2023 meeting of City Council. Please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, Sean, would you please call roll?
Honorable Mayor Donker.
Here.
Councilman Soler.
Here.
Councilman Arnosky.
Here.
Councilman Wasbinski.
Here.
Councilman Brown-Wilhelm.
Yes, Councilman Brown-Wilhelm sends her regrets that she's not able to be here with us this evening. Okay.
So, Madam Mayor, just before we get into the rest of the agenda, just for everyone's information, item number 2, which was a public hearing on a show cause for the possible revocation of a liquor license, no longer is needed. The applicant has brought themselves into compliance with all city ordinances, so the license is valid. The show cause hearing is not required, so that is pulled from the agenda for tonight.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, does anyone in council have a conflict of interest with anything that's on this evening's agenda?
No, Madam Mayor.
Okay, then we'll move on to the consent agenda. All resolutions marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and will be enacted by one motion. There'll be no separate consideration of these items unless a citizen or council member so requests during the discussion stage of the motion to adopt the consent agenda as indicated. If there's even a single request, then the item will be removed from the consent agenda without further motion and considered in its listed sequence in regular fashion. Can we have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
So move. Support.
Would anyone like an item removed from the consent agenda? Anyone from the public want an item removed from the consent agenda? Seeing none, then all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, that passes 4-0. All right, that takes us now down to public comment. This is an opportunity for people to address council on issues relevant to council business, but not on the agenda. Is there any public comment this evening? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to item number 3, which is the first reading of the precinct boundary ordinance, and Lacey Todd is here to tell us about that.
Tonight, I am here to introduce an ordinance amendment to consolidate the precinct boundaries for the City of Midland. Precinct consolidation is where we move to adjust precinct boundaries from having many smaller precincts to fewer precincts that serve more voters. Recent changes to Michigan election laws allow for 4,999 active registered voters per precinct, which is up from 2,999 previously allowed. The City of Midland Election Commission held a special meeting on November the 13th to discuss the legislation and voted to recommend this proposed precinct realignment and consolidation to City Council. The City Midland Charter gives authority over the city's precinct boundaries to City Council. The deadline to change the precinct boundaries for the 2024 election cycle is January 9th of 2024. This is not redistricting. We cannot change any other boundaries. Ward boundaries will remain exactly as they are now and will not be changed. All city council members will continue to represent the same population of citizens that they currently represent. The criteria for precinct boundaries is a precinct cannot exceed 4,999 active registered voters. When practicable, major roadways and waterways shall be used. Where practicable, precincts should be consolidated to allow for a more efficient allocation of resources. Past practice has stated that precincts should not cross county commissioner districts, state house, or state senate districts, or U.S. congressional districts, and precincts must not cross city ward boundaries. In this proposal, the city would go from having 19 precincts down to 10 precincts, allowing for better allocation of resources across the city.
So when you say resources, do you mean staffing?
Staffing, election equipment.
Okay.
This is the current and proposed precinct structure for Ward 1. As you can see, Ward 1 would go down to 2 precincts from 4 precincts. Additionally, now shifts in polling locations throughout the proposal. We will discuss this more in more detail at the next meeting if this is passed. The voter numbers listed are from the 2022 when redistricting was done. If this proposal is approved, we would shift from using Davenport University and the Civic Arena to using one of the gymnasiums at Midland High. In this map, you can see a visual of the precinct structure change with the current precincts on the left and the proposed precincts on the right. This is the current and proposed precinct structure for Ward 2. As you can see, it would take Ward 2 down to 2 precincts from 4 precincts. In regards to polling locations, there's a shift away from using City Hall to only using the Midland County ESA. Midland High will still be used by Ward 1. City Hall has caused some confusion as a polling location in the past, with voters getting in line at the clerk's office instead of getting in line at their polling location. And if you're not in line when polls close at 8 p.m., then you miss your opportunity to vote in that election. So we're trying to stop that. And here on the map, you can see we had considered combining the blue and orange areas in the map on the left when we did redistricting. We discussed it in great detail, but decided against it at that time, as the most reasonable polling location for those voters was City Hall, and City Hall couldn't accommodate that number of voters. With the change and the move to the ESA's gymnasium, we should have no problem at all with housing those voters. Here we see Ward 3's precincts, again consolidated from 3 down to 2. Ward 3 precincts will still be hosted at Dow High, but instead of using both gymnasiums, we'll only need one gym. And here you can see the map of Ward 3's current and proposed consolidated precincts. Ward 4's precincts were consolidated from 4 down to 2. Additionally, to better accommodate Midland Public Schools' request to avoid using elementary schools and Michigan election law's preference for publicly owned buildings, Ward 4 precincts will be housed at Jefferson Middle School in the gymnasium. And here you can see the current and proposed consolidated precincts for Ward 4 on the map. In Ward 5, we were able to consolidate down to 2 precincts from 4. In regards to polling locations here, we continue to use the gym at Northeast Middle School, and we will no longer be using New Life Vineyard Church. And here you can see the current and proposed consolidated precincts for Ward 5. Proposal 222, which was passed by Michigan voters in November of 2022, has had significant effect on election resources. The new permanent absent voter ballot mailing list may eventually replace the permanent application list, but for now we are maintaining both. Early voting, which will be coordinated with the county clerk's office, will be held for 9 days before each state and federal election. The state is working on grant funding to help assist with that. We now have 3 official ballot drop boxes that to meet the new law. One drop box of every 15,000 voters. There are also requirements that drop boxes be monitored, and staff will be required to check the drop boxes regularly. These are just the larger scale changes. There are many more smaller changes to election law as well. Many of these changes are going to cost more money. Elections are going to be more expensive, and precinct consolidation is one way that we can help to mitigate some of these costs now and hopefully in the future. Going from 19 precincts to 10 will allow us to hire fewer election inspectors on election day, going from approximately 150 to about 100 election inspectors. We would need to program less precinct equipment, and eventually we would need to replace less equipment when this generation is obsolete, which should happen around 2027. Tonight's vote will provide introduction and first reading to the ordinance redefining the precinct boundaries for the City of Midland. Second reading and adoption of the ordinance would be scheduled for December 18th, 2023. Upon adoption, a resolution will be offered reassigning polling locations for the new precincts. And finally, precinct and polling location information would be provided to the Secretary of State, the Bureau of Elections, and the Midland County Clerk's Office. The City Clerk's Office will mail new voter registration cards to every voter in the city, post on social media and the city website, and in the newspaper, reminders to check your polling locations before heading out to vote for the 2024 election season. Are there any questions?
All right, does anyone in council have any questions for Ms. Town?
Sir?
I'm not sure we're gonna have a whole bunch of primary elections, and it sounds like there's about, what, four or five different dates?
Four election dates next
year. Okay, four election dates. So is that a concern with the schools? I know, like, on election day, they usually close down and everything, but the other polling dates, is that a concern?
So part of this plan is to move away from the elementary schools, and by accessing the gymnasiums in the larger schools, we can typically use an exterior door or a door closer to the exterior so that people aren't going through the buildings to get to their polling location. So I think that this helps to address that in a manner that still allows us to accommodate everyone.
Any other questions?
I think the other thing that this change somehow impacts the county commissioners'
yes.
districts?
With this change, typically we try to avoid the county commissioner districts split over multiple precincts or over the same precinct because that causes a ballot split, which would be two different ballot styles for one precinct location. We've avoided that in the past, but in the most recent realignment of precinct boundaries in 2022, we have one ballot split in precinct four, where the Midland County Bay line is. In this change, there will be four splits in four different precincts, and the reason that we avoided it in the past was because it caused the clerk's office a little bit of extra work, and it meant additional ballot styles. With this change, I think that the benefits and the cost savings and the potential cost savings will outweigh a little bit of extra work for our department.
But you have confidence you'll be able to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Any other questions? Okay, very much. Are there any comments from the public? All right, seeing none, Sean, will you please read the resolution?
First reading and introduction of an ordinance establishing election precinct lines to consolidate precincts as allowed by law.
Then we have a motion to accept the resolution.
So moved.
Second.
First and second, any discussion? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, that passes 4-0. All right, that takes us now down to item number two, which has to do with the report from the Local Compensation Commission. And item resolution four. And Lacey, if you would please tell us about that.
I am here to provide information about the 2023 LOCC meeting. Midland City Council adopted an ordinance allowed under Michigan Public Act 8 of 1972, creating the Local Officers Compensation Commission. Under the Code of Ordinances, the LOCC is charged with reviewing and establishing compensation for the city every 2 years. We do this in odd years in the fall, typically. The LOCC filed its determinations on November the 9th, 2023, with my office. These determinations were received and filed at the November 20th, 2023 meeting and were made available for public review and comment. To date, we have received no public comments. The 2023 LOCC determinations recommended that the compensation levels currently in place should be increased, $200 per councilman annually, raising that up to $4,600, and $300 for the councilman serving as mayor, raising that up to $7,000 annually. For tonight's resolution, if council does not agree with the 2023 LOCC determinations, you may vote yes on the resolution to reject the determinations. A 4/5 vote must be achieved to reject the determinations, in which case existing salary would prevail. If no action is taken tonight, the LOCC's 2023 determinations will automatically become effective on December the 9th, 2023. Are there any questions?
Anyone have any questions for Lisa? Okay, so then if we have no comments, no question, or no motion, then we're okay with that. All right, hearing none, we're okay. All right, that takes us now down to new business. Do we have any new business this evening? All right, seeing none, then we're adjourned. Thank you everyone for your time this evening. It was good to see you.